Do you know about Disney's Dogs? It's one of those Java mobile games we once used to play. The game itself is pretty simple. You choose up to four dogs, Pluto, Fifi, Butch, and Dina. And once you choose any one of them, you have to take care of the pet and complete the dog's missions. You can train it, pet it, feed it, wash it. Hanging out with it was the best method. Similar to games like Nintendogs. However, one day, scrolling down Funky.com for Symbian Games, I stumbled upon a version that I'd never seen before in my life. It was about a Symbian version of Disney's Dogs, its size being around 5.98 megabytes. The version number was 2.0. I was surprised because at this point I had only seen both the Java and Symbian games that both versions exclusively listed as being version 1.0 or version 1.02. The game's ID was showing all of them with zeros this time. Version 2. So, as all surprised people, I downloaded the game as a SISX file. And yes, the file was downloading with this extension file title. I installed it on ECAL21, which was a Symbian emulator. Though in it, I had trouble changing the device, because it writes an error that stops the game, or maybe it just didn't get support on that device, sadly. Well, I fiddled around with it for a little bit, changing device from device, and I finally managed to play it on the 52030 model, which is touchable. And after putting my name in, I chose to play as Pluto. Between versions, they were mostly the same, but this version had better music. Mickey and the dogs had voices that sounded like if the original voice actors participated in this quote-unquote remastered version. It also had sound effects. It even had a resolution of around twice the size than before. And after I ended all of Pluto's missions, a new cutscene played. It showed an EF1 tornado passing over Mickey's garden and damaging Pluto's house. After the tornado left, it showed a text. Reading in Mickey's voice, "Oh gosh, a hurricane approached our house and damaged my mascot's home. We should fix this mess before he comes and sees his house all broken." The cutscene then stopped, showing the house now with three things. A nail, looking slightly oxidized. A low pixel object that at first I couldn't make out, but upon further inspection, it looked like a piece of wood. And a hammer. It was pretty accurately drawn. So, with the mouse, because it was obviously a PC game, I clicked on the hammer and a new minigame started. I put some parts of the house together, grabbed some nails, stabbed the nails into the wood, and put the wood with nails onto the broken roof, and clicked it repeatedly to repair it. While clicking, I managed to hear some beeps. It wasn't until I kept playing that I realized that they were somewhat sequential, and I believed it to be Morse code. I used my notepad to write the dots and the dashes, which roughly translated to, "I want to leave." If someone is listening to this, help. Now, that's pretty creepy. I mean, how can this version hide encoded messages like this? I decided to ignore it and just kept on playing normally. But when I went to the park, an image showed up for a fraction of a second. A realistic painting of Daisy. Worried. Punching at the mirror. An accompanying text saying, "Mickey tricked me. You'll be tricked too, in the worst way possible." The picture was dark, with dark purple light brightening only the background. I didn't know what to think.